Indian program student pilot Bihan. In my case, aviation wasn't a family tradition. For many, the dream of becoming a pilot begins in childhood. In some families, this profession is more than a job. It's a legacy passed down through generations. Children grew up hearing tales of thrilling adventures and breathtaking views from the skies, painting vivid pictures of life above the clouds. Some were lucky enough to experience a full flight simulator or sit in a real cockpit, feeling the magic firsthand. In such an environment, becoming a student pilot is often the natural choice. But for our cadet in training, Bihan Sapru, the story's a little different. We had the chance to interview him to learn about his journey, from the initial spark of motivation to his commercial pilot training highlights and aspirations for the future. How did you come to aviation?
In my case, aviation wasn't a family tradition,
Bihan begins.
Unlike many pilots who grew up with a strong family connection to the skies, no one in my family had any experience in aviation. My path into flying was driven purely by personal passion and fascination with airplanes and the world of aviation, which I pursued independently.
Starting without any ties to aviation might have seemed daunting, but for Bihan, it only added to the sense of fulfillment.
It was a bit difficult to start from scratch as I didn't have anyone to guide me through the process, but that also made it incredibly rewarding. I had to rely on my inner drive, and my burning desire to fulfill my dream kept me going. The love for flying doesn't have to come from tradition. It can emerge from anywhere, even a completely new place.
That's fantastic. So you've made up your mind. What's next? Was it the entrance exam? How challenging was it to tackle?
Yes, the next step was the entrance exam, and personally, my experience with it was both challenging and rewarding. The process tested not only my academic knowledge, but also my aptitude, problem-solving skills, and ability to remain composed under pressure. I appreciated the comprehensive nature of the exam, which encompassed technical questions, reasoning, and even a psychometric evaluation. It provided me with a clear understanding of the standards and expectations within the aviation field. Preparing for the exam required dedication, but it also motivated me to deepen my understanding of key concepts. Overall, it was a valuable learning experience that further reinforced my passion for pursuing a career in aviation.
You've done an amazing job. Now that you're in flight training, after completing the theory part, I'm curious. What subject or phase of training have you enjoyed the most so far?
I've never been a theory person,
Bihan admits with a smile.
For me, learning by doing, actually getting hands-on experience, is so much easier. But if I had to pick a favorite theory subject, it would definitely be principles of flight. It's fascinating because it teaches you everything about how an aircraft actually flies. You learn how the plane reacts to different inputs you make as a pilot, like adjusting the throttle or moving the controls. It's like understanding the aircraft's personality.
A nice metaphor. And what personalities do you think Airbus and Boeing have? Do they differ?
Oh, absolutely. They're like two very different personalities. Although operating a narrow body will only wait for me in the future, I will describe them how I imagine them. I'd say Airbus is like that super efficient modern friend who loves technology and structure. Everything about it feels intuitive and streamlined, as if it's designed to work with you rather than against you. It's all about smoothness and automation, and it kind of feels like it has your back as a pilot. Boeing, on the other hand, is more like the adventurous, hands-on type. It's built with this raw, traditional feel, where you're more in control and can really feel the aircraft responding to you. It's less automated compared to Airbus, so it feels like it's challenging you to bring out your best skills as a pilot. So yeah, they're like two friends with very different vibes. Airbus is the calm and tech-savvy one, while Boeing is the rugged and adventurous one. Both are incredible, but I'd say my character aligns more with Airbus. It just feels like a better fit for the way I would like to fly.
Are there any more reasons why the A320 is your choice?
The A320 series is known for its state-of-the-art technology, impressive fuel efficiency, and advanced fly-by-wire system, which offers an exceptional blend of automation and pilot control,
Bihan explains.
A Additionally, the A320's design, which emphasizes both pilot comfort and operational efficiency, aligns well with my goals for a long-term career in commercial aviation. Flying this aircraft would be an ideal platform for refining my skills and contributing to a safe, efficient, and enjoyable travel experience for passengers.
That's true. Any particular airline you would like to fly for?
While I am open to opportunities with any airline that values safety, innovation, and professional growth, I do have a particular interest in Emirates. I admire their reputation for excellence in operations, customer service, and employee development. Additionally, their commitment to sustainability and cutting-edge technology aligns with my personal values and long-term career goals. Working for Emirates would give me the chance to grow as a pilot while contributing to an organization that sets industry standards. That said, I am eager to learn and adapt to the standards of any airline I may have the opportunity to work with.
What would be your final word for aspiring pilots in India? Would you recommend they pursue pilot training in Europe and follow a similar path to yours by studying abroad? Why or why not?
My final word to aspiring pilots in India is to stay focused, passionate, and dedicated to your dream. The journey to becoming a pilot is challenging but incredibly rewarding. As for studying abroad, it depends on individual circumstances. Pilot training in Europe can offer exposure to diverse flying conditions, advanced technology, and global aviation standards, which can be highly beneficial. However, India has some excellent flight schools too, and with the growth of the aviation sector here, they're becoming increasingly competitive. Ultimately, it's about choosing a path that aligns with your goals, budget, and long-term plans. Regardless of where you train, your commitment to continuous learning, adaptability, and professionalism is what will truly set you apart in this field.
I wish you success in all your endeavors, Vihan.
Thank you. I'm so grateful for this opportunity to reflect on my journey and share my story. It's been an incredible experience so far, full of challenges, yes, but also so many fulfilling moments that remind me why I chose this path.